أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. In the verses which we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named a few characteristics about al-fasiqun. We spoke about al-fasiqun. The first characteristic, Allah says, they are those who break the covenant that Allah took from them. They are those who cut off and break off whatever Allah has instructed them to maintain and to join, referring to their relationship with Allah and a relationship with families. And they are those who create disorder in the land. Allah says they are al-khasirun, they are the losers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them that how can you deny Allah when it is Allah, when you who are dead, Allah gave you life, Allah then gives you death again, and once again Allah will revive you and give you life, and to Allah you shall be returned. Allah then speaks about Himself and the creation of the earth and the heavens. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي, Allah is the one, خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, who has created for you whatever is on earth, جَمِيعًا, everything. So Allah, we learn from this that everything, the entire earth, and whatever it contains was brought into existence. Allah says, لَكُمْ, for you, O insan. هُوَ الَّذِي, He is the one, خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, who has created everything on the land for you. So we learn from this that the entire earth was brought into existence to serve us, to serve the humankind, and we have been created to serve the creator of this earth. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, Allah says after Allah created the earth and whatever was on earth, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, and then Allah turned to the heavens. فَسَوَّاهُنَّ سَبْعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the heavens into seven levels. سَبْعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ, seven different heavens. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ, Allah is aware and Allah is all-knowing of everything. So Allah says, I created this massive earth, I created the heavens, I created the entire universe, I created seven heavens. Though my creation is so vast, Allah says nothing escapes the knowledge of Allah. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ, Allah is knowing and all-knowing of every little and single thing. Allah then goes on to a different topic where Allah discusses the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Allah addressed the angels before Allah created Adam alayhi salam, the very first humankind and human being. Allah first addressed the topic with the angels. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةِ, Allah says, and remember when, قَالَ رَبُّكَ, your Rabb said to the angels. What did Allah say unto the angels? Allah gathered all the angels. And Allah then said unto them, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةِ, I am to place a khalifa on the land. A khalifa, a vicegerent, a deputy, a representative, one who will come onto the land and be the deputy of Allah, the representative of Allah. I am to create such a creation and place this creation onto the land. When the malaika heard this, they said, قَالُوا, they asked Allah, and they said to Allah, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا, O Allah, will you place on the land such a creation who will cause disorder on the land, وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا, and who will shed blood, وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, whereas we are here to glorify your praises and to sanctify you. They weren't objecting to Allah, but they were asking the wisdom behind the creation. O Allah, we are here, we are pure, we never disobey you. You have created us for your worship, to sanctify you, to glorify you, to sing your praises, O Allah. So what is the wisdom? Allow us to know that what is the wisdom of creating this creation and placing this creation on the land? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ, we are here to glorify you. وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, and we are here to sanctify you. Few points here. Number one, when Allah told the angels, firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here has discussed this topic or discussed this creation of insan with the malaika. What is the reason for that? Allah does not need to consult anyone. Yes, you and I, before we take a big decision, before we take a great decision, we consult, we take mashwara, we ask the advice of the expert. Allah does not need to do so. What was the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussing this with the malaika? Number one, to teach the ummah the importance of mashwara. To teach the ummah the importance of mashwara. Whenever you take a decision, then it is absolutely important that you seek advice, consult and discuss the issue or the matter with somebody who is an expert or senior, or somebody who is more senior than you regarding that. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to highlight the importance of this creation to the angels. So Allah wanted to announce the creation, not just bring a creation into existence and here the malaika see this new creation before them, but Allah wanted to create this hype and create this importance and show the significance of the creation to the angels so that they may ask certain questions regarding this creation and Allah may explain to them the wisdom behind this decision so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can explain the high position that insan, that this humankind will enjoy. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this decision known to the angels before creating Adam alayhi salam. Secondly, when Allah says Allah will place a khalifa on land, they said, oh Allah, you are placing somebody on the land who will cause corruption and who will shed blood. How did the angels know that? How did they know that insan was a person who was going to create disorder and havoc and who was to create, shed blood on earth and do all these type of crimes and sins? There are many interpretations given with regards to this, but perhaps the most apt interpretation was, many years, thousands of years before the creation of humankind, the earth was populated by jinn. Jinn kind lived on earth. And they were a nation, or they were a creation of Allah that created disorder. They created havoc to a point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to send down the malaika and the angels to wage war against them. So they understood from the previous creation that, ya Allah, the last time you placed somebody on land, this is what they did on the earth. So for a second time you are going to place somebody on the earth, perhaps they are going to be a people also who will cause corruption and who will shed blood. We are here to glorify you. We are here to praise you. وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكْ. We are here to sanctify you. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said to the angels, I know what you know not. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding. SubhanAllah.